MTV Cast.
Hey, this is Mike Enfield calling in from Whitefish. Sorry for the background noise. I'm in a pizza place. I got here around 7-ish, went over to the outdoor shop and got the filter cartridge replaced for my water filter, so I trust it again. Stomach felt pretty good. I rode, I think, really well today. Got about 96 miles in. Took it pretty easy this morning. Rolling with Aaron Hall. Came up on Doug Cullens at the top of the first pass. I rode with him for a bit as well. And then kind of made my own way over Red Meadow pass. Rained most of the way up. Did see a grizzly. He was walking down the road towards me. He stopped when my brakes squealed when I stopped. And then I yelled, "Hey, bear," and he turned off and wandered off into the forest. Kind of a cool encounter from a distance, but that was the excitement for the day. And then, of course, getting into town early. So I plan to stay here. Going to do kind of the same thing I did in Eureka. Get a good night's sleep, have breakfast in the morning, probably roll out around 8. Still don't want to push it too hard just to make sure that my body's doing okay, but that's the plan. I hope everybody's having a good ride. I think my legs and stomach are back, and I have my energy, so I'm feeling good. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, team. Doug Cullens here, a.k.a. Whiskey 6 from patrolforward.org. Checking in. Left Eureka this morning about 0600 and made it to Whitefish, about 2100, 2130 or so. So about 15 hours on the bike. It's a long haul for me. Certainly lots of walking up those inclines and trying to figure out some gearing issues, and it seems that I've been wearing out my bottom bracket pretty well, so I'm going to get it looked at here while I'm in Whitefish. It was a beautiful ride, a few rainstorms along the way, caught a double rainbow as I made it into Whitefish here. What a beautiful state Montana is. My spirits are still high. I just need to get the bike tuned up. I need to lighten my load, maybe mail some gear home. So I feel like I'm carrying the kitchen sink right now. And otherwise, I know I'm batting mop up here and probably running last place, but that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is not quitting and making it to Mexico. So thanks to all the loyal Daw watchers out there. Semper Fi to all the Marines. And please check me out at patrolforward.org. Take care, everybody.
Hey, this is Peter calling in from Lima. Just about ready to head out. Just had to call and comment on the really cold night I had. Woke up with frost all over my bike bags and tent, and all my water bottles were frozen solid. They're still kind of slushy now. Luckily, it's warming up a little bit, so thawing out. Talk to you later.
Hey, it's Alexandra. I am in Island Park after a very slow moving morning. Seems I've picked up a bit of a head cold that's slowing me down a little bit, which is frustrating, but part of the game, right? Yesterday was the first time I ever was able to ride the Bannock Road without rain. It's my fourth time on it, twice northbound and twice southbound. And it was so amazing to not be walking through the mud. So I feel really, really lucky for that. And it is still not raining, and I'm in Idaho now, so got lots to be thankful for. Doing some self-care here at the store, making sure I'm all souped up and ready to go back out there and carry on. All right, take care, everyone.
Yeah, so this is Hal Russell calling in from Terra Vibe. Doing good. I'm at Helena Burger King getting something to eat. Had a pretty good day. Ended up yesterday. I made it up to top of Temple Pass and ate up there a little while. I have a little place there busy time, and so I stayed together till about midnight, and then rode down off of there and camped down under a big old spruce tree. And it's a place I camped the first time I ever come through there. So I just threw down my bag and curled up in the pine cones or pine brow, whatever they are, and spent the night there. It was pretty awesome. I climbed on out of there this morning and made it here to Helena. Heading for Butte now, and I don't think I'll get there, but I'll go. My plan is to go till about 10 to midnight, and that's where I like to ride between 10 and 12. Just depends if I can find a suit enough big pine tree or something, or a spruce tree to camp under or something like that. But anyway, it's the weather's been awesome. It's kind of cool here and cloudy today, but that's better than the hot sun. So really, really enjoying the ride. My legs are coming around a little bit, and so got some good climbing ahead of me. And just want to say I'm getting tons of messages and everything. I truly appreciate them. When I get home, I'll get them all answered. I just don't have time to do it right now, and I just want to stay on the bike. I know for me that's the trick, getting there, stay on the bike. So I'm humbled that people are following me, and it's just great. So thank you, and I'll call back when I can. Thank you. Bye.